Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Congressman Pitts, are there any new developments in the role of the government and email privacy?
Yes, in fact, the House voted on Representative Kevin Yoder's Email Privacy Act on Wednesday. It's interesting because the main law that governs how the federal government treats email and personal privacy was passed in 1986. Think about it, 1986. We didn't even have things like the iPhone. The word spam wasn't listed in the dictionary, but by 2014, business emails alone accounted for 108.7 billion emails being sent and received every day. If you had a penny to represent every email from that statistic, the pennies would fill over 15 Olympic-sized pools. And that's just one day's worth of email. So needless to say, our way of communicating has evolved quite a bit. We need to update the law that governs email privacy. Currently, law enforcement can access any email that is older than 180 days without a warrant. And Representative Yoder's bill protects your emails from unwarranted searches by law enforcement officials, government bureaucrats, and the House passed it unanimously on Wednesday. So that was a win. Now the bill will go to the Senate, which hopefully will pass it handily.
Thank you for that interesting development. What about ISIS? Did the House pass any bills this week to fight against it?
Yes, actually, and it's exciting because the bill that we voted on, the Protect and Preserve International Cultural Property Act, the Senate had already passed. And what this bill does is prevent ISIS from importing stolen artifacts to the U.S. and selling them to fund their cause. See, what these terrorists in ISIS or Daesh do is they loot ancient sites like churches or Roman-era ruins in their controlled territories under the banner of destroying idolatrous sites, but then they take the artifacts, the ones they can move at least, and they sell them on the black market. The Treasury Department's Undersecretary for Terrorism and Financial Intelligence described ISIS as, quote, probably the best-funded terrorist organization we've confronted, end quote. And this bill takes aim at one prong of their funding, their selling of stolen antiquities. And the bill prohibits recently removed artifacts from Syria from being imported in the U.S., lest the artifact is being imported for temporary safekeeping. And the House passed the legislation on Tuesday, and the differences between the House version and the Senate versions are now being resolved.
Do you have a pro-life update for us?
Yes, I do. On Tuesday, we received a report detailing that the National Association of Community Health Centers had allowed AmeriCorps volunteers to participate in abortions as abortion doulas, and that several clinics funded by the association had been performing abortion procedures, despite the association's repeated assurances that their clinics do not provide abortions and that they had no plans to do so. So firstly, the Community Health Centers Association co-opted AmeriCorps volunteers into providing doula care for women receiving abortions. Doula care may include transportation to the abortion along with emotional support for the woman in the midst of the abortion procedure. And these actions not only violated Community Health Centers' word that they weren't providing abortions, they violated AmeriCorps' regulations for its volunteers. Under federal law, AmeriCorps is not allowed to use any of its resources to provide abortion services or abortion referrals. We also found from the report that the program director for the National Association of Community Health Centers knew that these violations were occurring and allowed them to continue for 2 years. Secondly, as I mentioned, the report also found that clinics funded by community health centers were definitely performing abortions. We place trust in community health centers as providers of life-affirming women's health care. We trusted them when they assured us of their commitment to not entangling such care with abortion. What community health centers authorized their volunteers to do and the abortions that subgrant clinics were allowed to perform on their watch is an astonishing violation of trust. I believe that there needs to be a further investigation into community health centers to determine how many of their clinics are performing abortions.
Thank you for that update. Do you have a good news headliner for us?
Yes, I do. Hempfield High School boys tennis team won the Lancaster Lebanon League boys tennis team title on Tuesday against Manheim Township. The Hempfield boys defeated Manheim by a 3-0 score in a tough, windy championship that ultimately got shortened by the rainstorm. The Hempfield High coach, Mindy Bell, said that the township's always a tough match, and that both teams' players had put in a lot of hard work in the off-season. So congratulations to the Hempfield High School boys tennis team. We look forward to seeing who wins a competitive championship next year.
Thank you, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.